Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Laura. And good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Shay.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah. I thought John was playing Guess Who's Back for me, but no, it's for you.
No, it's for me.
So it's for you. Yeah, it's not for you, Matt. It's for Shay.
So you come back for breakfast then, John?
Breakfast. No. I'm leaving breakfast on Wednesday to John. He can do that. I'm going to do drive time.
He was delaying.
You'll come back drive time, are you?
I am. 4 till 6 p.m.
So, Shay, you have to cancel all your plans for Wednesday. You know, you've got stuff in your
car. You've got to be home by 4 o'clock.
Home by 4 o'clock to listen to Matt.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's
so,
making
Laura,
note.
What have you been up to?
What have I not been up to? For Matt's birthday, we went to see Six the Musical.
Happy birthday, Matt, by the way. Just throw that one in there.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
But we went on the Saturday.
Yep.
I went into London again, and I went towards Westminster. I went up a tower. Regretted that afterwards.
Did your legs hurt after that one?
And I had an afternoon tea.
So what was Six the Musical like? Because I always want to see that.
It is really good. You'd really enjoy it.
That is really good. I saw that there about 3 years ago.
You've seen it. Yeah. Everyone's seen it apart from me. I want to see Six.
You want to see it, John?
Yeah.
You really do. Oh, it's brilliant.
You certainly do.
Although, Chitty Bang Bang in Woking was amazing.
It was very, very good.
With the flying car?
Yeah. Exactly. We need one of those around these parts. You know the M25.
I didn't imagine you and I trying to drive that car, John.
Apparently, I was hearing that some of the theatre staff, the backstage woman that was serving the drinks in the press area in interval, she said she was offered the chance to go in the car because they have to test it before each performance. I was like, imagine having that opportunity. Can you just jump in that car? We're going to fly you above the stage at Woking.
Yeah, I'd love that.
And what if it falls off?
Well, not so much.
But imagine the press team in the car. Oh dear.
Would you do that, Shay? Would you jump in the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car and have a fly above the stage?
Well, could you imagine it? I'd probably end up falling out the car, probably.
In slow motion with like special effects. Shay, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Shay!
Yeah. Someone catch you in the third row.
Someone catch you in a little net at the back, yeah.
It feels like you're in a costume when you jump in.
So what do you see today then, John?
Well, I'm thinking of having a barbecue. I've checked with Simon, because this is a joy of being here on a Sunday morning for my plans. I can check what's happening weather-wise with Simon. He tells me it's good barbecue weather today, so that's what I might end up doing.
And then he's saying we don't want it. We want good weather, but
it's going to go downhill later in the week.
I heard that.
Yeah.
So you need to have words with Simon about wanting better weather, please.
Doesn't that make sense? Because the 27th is actually a bank holiday, and normally the weather's terrible.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's not good.
It is.
But okay, make the most of it. If you get some sunshine, take that as a win and do something fun. So what are you up to, Shay?
Well, I just went out for a walk this morning, which is good.
Oh, along the River Mole?
Along the River Mole. I'm sweating, which is good.
Oh, was it a bit of a high octane walk, was it?
Well, it was quite long, but it was good. Very good.
Oh, Matt's just given me his phone. He's got the weather app. It looks like, it's going to get cloudy later.
Still going to be about 21 degrees, so you should be all right with your barbecue.
That's cool.
John does like a good barbecue.
I've been told, though, not to buy cheap burgers, because I bought some, supermarket economy burgers. Apparently, they just fell apart and just became part of a coal. So, I've got to get some decent
ones. Be careful with your fire lighters as well.
Yes, exactly. I end up with stuff tasting like paraffin, if you're not careful.
Yes, I know.
There we go.
Yeah, well, we spoke a couple of weeks ago, Laura. It's your second go on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
And when you said about Chitty Sunday.
Chitty Bang Bang, yeah.
Basically, because we were near May, the beginning of May, and it was near May Day, we were talking about maypole dancing. And our question was about Chitty Chitty Bang about the bamboo dance.
It was, which they did on stage.
They did. Yeah. That was amazing. The whole thing was amazing. I mean,
Adam Garcia is a professional dancer.
Yes. And I think we had Charlie Brooks from EastEnders. Of course, she was in the role as the child catcher. I thought the children were really good, the young cast. Yeah. It was just brilliant. We've got my review coming up for that. Last chance to see that. It is in Woking till tonight, and then it's on in Wimbledon next week as well. It seems that we've had, Shay, you know, we had Wizard of Oz, and then we got Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's all the big family shows back to back. So a real treat for families, I think.
And then you've got a couple of shows next month and...
Yeah, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar. Yeah. We've got Awful Auntie.
I did an interview for that last Friday, which will be on a couple of weeks' time. I'll give it to you, John, for Sunday. And it'll also be on
you interviewed
well.
Andrew Lloyd Webber?
No. A member of the cast of Jesus Christ Superstar.
No. I thought an interview for Matt to get a role in it. I mean, the lead role. Can you imagine that?
No, I'm quite
a superstar.
I'm too busy doing radio work and drive.
So what show are you going to go and see next week then, John? What's the plan for next week?
I'm not sure when the next one is, actually, but I will probably see a show soon. I know there's Jesus Christ Superstar, Awful Auntie coming up. There's 101 Dalmatians, and then there's a load of sort of 80s shows as well, which are quite good. So, everyone should go and look at the website, atdtickets.com/Woking, to find out what's coming up.
But also, they do the London West End shows, ATG.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see The Lion King, which is also through the same company.
I've heard that's a roaring success, Laura.
Roaring
success.
Oh, that joke. Oh,
yeah, there you go.
But yeah, and if you are a member, you get a bit of a discount.
There you go. Laura is the queen of shows. She knows what's going on.
Yeah.
So, Shay, are you going for your Sunday roast later?
I'm going down to Running Horse Pub, so that's lovely down there. So, you know, you'll have to get down.
We will come down.
You'd be lovely. Yeah.
I need to try that place. I love
to
get roasted.
We need to go for lunch.
Let's say, Laurie, you'll have to get to Leatherhead at some point.
You know me, I work a lot, and then other people meet up.
I know that, because you work quite a lot, though, Laura. Yeah.
So, what are you having at the Running Horse? What are you going to order today?
I have the trio, which is the chicken, lamb, beef.
Chicken,
lamb and beef with veg and potatoes.
Well, we're so going to come down one week, I think, Shay.
Definitely. Yeah.
So what are your plans? Plans for the coming week then? What are you up to? What's happening?
Well, I'll be coming to Coffee and Chat on Tuesday.
Yes, it's Coffee Club we like to go to on Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be seeing Cindy quite a lot next week.
Okay.
Lovely Cindy. I'll be seeing
Cindy the carer, mention.
Well, I have to mention because she's lovely.
Okay.
Really nice. There you go.
She'll be upset if you don't mention her. Why didn't you mention me? Hi, Cindy.
Well, there you go. Well done, John. Yeah, okay. She said, she's always said to me now, were you talking to John this morning? I say yes.
Yeah. There you go. It's become a tradition. Sunday roast in the afternoon, talking to me in the morning. That's how Sundays roll around Leatherhead, isn't
it? Shay, I have a question.
Oh, dear.
Like Jurassic Park?
Where's that come from?
You'll find out in a minute. That's only because I watch a lot of YouTube and it came up recently, that they're doing a new film of Jurassic Park called Jurassic World.
Another one?
Yeah, but it's not going to have Chris Pratt in it. It's going to have Jonathan Bailey, which is... Bridgerton, the travel thing that was on.
Yeah, he's. Don't get Laura started on Bridgerton.
I
love
Bridgerton. I am so happy. I'm having a
great. Jurassic Park. I've seen the actual film, Laura, but it's a good film.
Yeah. It is a good film, but they've done so many. Yeah. But they're doing a new one, and did you know it's been 20 years since Strictly started?
Yes, is that your Strictly fan shape?
I liked it. I do like Strictly, actually. I also liked it when Bruce Forsyth done it as well.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. A legend.
He was a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so love
he
that.
He was a legend.
And he really did well in that role, didn't he, as leading sort of particularly.
Did you not notice when you went to see Wizard of Oz that actually Craig Revolver as the Ricky Rich was really good?
Yeah, he's well cast in that, I think, as well.
I think that was really good. But, it's 20 years and a lot of romance has happened through Strictly. And there's been drama. One of them is now leaving because there's been drama. Giovanni's not going to be in Strictly next time.
Oh dear.
Right. Oh dear. There's Laura, a finger on the pulse of showbiz news. I think
there'll be more of that shortly.
I'm sure. Anyway, Shay, thank you for coming on as well. So, are you going to say something?
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I'd just like to wish everybody a lovely day, that's all.
Yes, and likewise, enjoy your Sunday roast. We're not jealous at all.
No, certainly not.
All right, well, Shay, have a good rest of your day.
Have a lovely day to all the listeners and, you know, have a great time.
Yep, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Lovely.
Thanks, Shay. See you soon. There we go, Shay in Leatherhead on Radio Waking the Time now.